We're just being silly.
Well, if it isn't Uncorked Gamers and it's friend number 59.
I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
And let's talk about news. So, I started out this week, right? And I do like I always do. I scour the websites and score them in my mind. And, trying to find what's the great news topics happening in the world of gaming right now. You know what? You know what the news is right now?
Is it Fallout 4?
It's Fallout 4.
I think Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Because all I saw was Fallout 4.
All you saw was Fallout 4? All I saw was Fallout 4.
Yeah. Every news is about Fallout 4. Every Twitch is about Fallout 4.
Do you think it's out yet?
I think it's out.
You know, we were actually going to have a guest on tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, but they couldn't make it. You know why?
Why?
Fallout 4.
Oh. Makes sense.
Yeah, I heard the president was going to have a speech tonight, but he decided to cancel.
Why?
Fallout 4.
Damn. I bet you Obama's playing with Putin? Right now?
Putin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fallout 4 is going to destroy the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia.
It's Fallout, man.
Yeah, you're right. The way they make it sound, the way everybody's talking about it, yeah, I guess you're right. Fallout 4.
So what do you think of Fallout 4, man? You've been playing it, right? You pre-ordered it?
Oh, you're going to bring that up?
Bring what up? You pre-ordered it, right? I'm assuming you've played it.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it online, yeah.
So what'd you think of it? Is it fun?
Oh, you know, I'm working on my Bloodborne Platinum, so, you know, I'm just... Before I get sucked into the wasteland...
Oh, I see, okay.
I was thinking, you know, I'm just gonna put it aside, you know, it's always gonna be there for me. It's there for me.
Okay. You mind if I play after the podcast?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right after?
Yeah, you can play right after.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice, let me see the disc.
Oh, no, I can't show you the disc.
Why not?
Because if I were to open it without putting it in right away, it'll oxidize.
Okay, I really just want to see the art cover.
They're really pushing this Fallout thing.
I mean, right? I don't really need the disc. I just want to look at the art cover. Can you show me the case?
Oh, that's the funny thing, right? They're pushing digital copies so much that they're not even doing art covers anymore.
What? It's just a plastic, like, case?
Yeah, they want to be able to make games cheaper for people. So they're really trying to get people to not buy physical copies.
They're taking out a 1 cent piece of paper?
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to come in those AOL boxes. Like when you go to the store.
I remember those.
You get those AOL boxes.
They were, oh my god, those things were everywhere. Yeah. They give them to you for free in magazines, for free with DVDs, with videos, with everything. They were everywhere. They took over the world.
No, my copy of Fallout's not here.
Yeah.
We're getting it on Friday.
Because you did an expedite shipping.
No, dude. It's more money.
$15? You already paid $2,000 for it?
Listen, I'm not the type of person that I must play. The minute it comes out, I must have it in my console going.
Well, I'm not the type of person that has money all the time either.
Right. So yeah. You don't expedite things.
No, because I don't buy them because I can't afford them. You know what I'm saying?
On the same page. We're on the same page, man.
I think your computer, she's falling apart, you know?
But you know what I did do?
Yeah, did your computer really fall apart?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm actually going to buy some RAM at some point to upgrade it.
Yeah?
I think it has a bit of a faulty RAM.
You're going to RAM your computer?
Yep.
Nice.
So you know what I did instead of play Fallout?
Because you don't have it.
I supported the little people. I played Indivisible.
With justice and liberty for all?
So, Indivisible is a new game from Lab Zero Games. You'll recognize them from Skullgirls.
I think it's the other way around. What?
Lab Zero Games developed Skullgirls.
Yeah.
They're the ones working on Indivisible. They're doing it as a Kickstarter. They're trying to...
Is it a fighter?
No, it's not a fighter. It's a... you remember Valkyrie Profile?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like a little side-scrolling... It's side-scrolling. Little RPG, and you start your fights, and, like, each character is assigned to a button, right? Circle, triangle, square, X. And you hit that button when they have an attack, and they'll attack. So you can set up your combos and stuff like that. And you hold that button when they're getting attacked to block. Kind of like Valkyrie Profile. In the more...
Sky's really into that game.
Valkyrie Profile?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, he has it all over his wall, like his background and stuff like that. It's all, yeah.
Nice. I would say get yourself a handheld, you blasphemous man.
And, I have a handheld. It's a DS.
Pick up
an original Game Boy. Green screen, buddy.
Pick up the PSP version of Valkyrie Profile. They redid all the cinematics. It's all like CG. It's very pretty. Very pretty.
Okay, well, yeah.
And extra endings and stuff like
that. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
It's totally rude. Get yourself a PlayStation TV.
Oh, I could do that. I could do that.
And see if they let you play it on there.
Shouldn't I find out first?
You probably should.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be the smart thing to do. But I mean, yeah, not just picking up the handle in the first place. So clearly, you're always thinking with your noggin.
Huh? I mean, noggin.
So anyway, they're trying to raise $1.5 million, right? And so they're like, "Hey, we're gonna put out a free beta demo. Go ahead, download it, play it."
I will.
They did that. It's live. Bam! So I played it. I went through the whole demo.
In like 15 minutes?
I think like 30 minutes.
Okay.
A little bit exploring.
So what'd you think about it?
Well, it's very early. Alright, they straight up they're like, "Hey, this is early build."
It's very early, but you still got a taste of it.
Yeah, still got a taste of it. I can see how it could be pretty fun. It's very simplistic right now. Like, I'm not really seeing like much comboing between the characters going on. Like, if I wait to use their moves or if I just spam their attack whenever they have them. So it'd be interesting to see how that develops and stuff like that. But it's like, you're side-scrolling, so you little platforming, there's platforming bits and stuff like that a little bit, which is nice. And the combat in the game kind of really makes you stay focused. Because when monsters attack you, the characters are going to attack, flash red for like a second, and then you know to hold that button, the block and stuff like that. But, like, it goes by so fast, if you're not paying attention, you'll just get hit, like, full force.
You need reactions.
You need reactions. And, like, if you're fighting on the left or on the right, it'll change the button layout for the people. Typically, it's square and circle. So, if you're a circle on the left, you'll be square on the right. So, yeah. Keeps you thinking. Keeps you paying attention.
Right. Mind games.
Yep. I mean, designs look fun, you know. Again, yeah, I just want to see. I want combat to be deeper in that game. It's supposed to be like a slash RPG, like 2D platformer slash RPG. And there weren't any stats or anything that leveled up, as far as I could tell. You just got to attack more times for attack bar. So I think if they work on that, they could have something special. I mean, the game looked nice though. It's nice little like CG mixed with a bit of like a almost like 3D-ish polygon type stuff in the background, stuff like that. Seems alright.
Some dude made a mod for Alien Isolation that got rid of the alien. Well, it didn't get rid of the alien.
What the?
It made the alien just not do anything.
It actually trapped it in the vent.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. Like, it just couldn't move or something like that. But it's still there. And I guess you can just, like, go explore. And they add, like, new areas, too. Like, and stuff you couldn't do beforehand.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have something like that for PT, where you just kind of just get to walk around the house and enjoy how pretty it is, right?
A house is not pretty.
I mean, it's morbid, but it's a pretty house for
gaming. Is it a pretty house?
For gaming standards, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If we're talking about gaming, yeah. Then, yeah.
Anyway, so, back to Indivisible real quick.
Yeah, Bob Ross, buddy.
So that $1.5 million target, if they reach it, the publisher, 505 Games, has agreed that they'll add an extra $2
million. 505?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why that's so shocking. But that's cool, though.
What game are we talking about?
I'm talking about Indivisible.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you pay attention to anything I say? This podcast is going to hell.
I'm sorry, man. It's the beating of the hideous heart. Or the wheel. The wheel.
Is it that much of a distraction?
No, it's not.
All right.
At all, actually. I don't even know why I'm not paying attention to you.
Steam controls are out.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that stupid thing.
Yeah, apparently that's the reviews.
Really? Yeah. See?
Yeah,
apparently. I mean, you can use any controller on a PC.
Well, no, it's a special controller because it's designed to let you play any game using the controller.
Or you can just use a PS4 or Xbox controller.
Really? You can play StarCraft with a PS4 or Xbox controller?
I'm pretty sure you can. Dota? Yes. I'm pretty sure you can. What is it, like a Jaguar controller where it has like 21 buttons?
No, but it has special D-pads.
Oh, special D-pads.
Yeah.
That do what?
Act like a mouse.
That's stupid. I don't like that.
It gives you the free range of motion that the mouse is supposed to have.
I don't know how I feel about that with a pad, though.
It doesn't work. So it doesn't matter how you feel about it.
It doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work? It just doesn't work?
Like, it works, but, like, it's not It's smooth. Stupid. It's not smooth like a mouse.
Yeah. Dude, nothing can be smooth like a mouse when it comes to a controller.
Well, you would think, I mean, Steam was putting money behind this to develop.
Nothing will replace a mouse if you're playing a PC game, dude. Nothing. Mouse is so awesome when playing PC games. But I don't like using keyboards. So if there could be some way where I could use like half of a controller in one hand and a mouse in the other, I'd be really happy. Really, really happy.
That just sounds weird. Sounds like you need a power glove.
Those things are not great.
What if they remade one now, though, with all the
technology? That'd probably be great. What if they remade? What if Nintendo starts remaking the Virtual Boy? Now with all the technology coming out,
I feel like it would be 1 to 2 generations behind all the other versions of VR technology.
Well, yeah, maybe. That's probably a thing. Yeah. I don't know, man. It'd be cool to play a Mario in 3D. You're the Mario. Did you watch any of the Bob Russ stuff? On Twitch?
I did a little bit, actually. I kind of just turned to it. I was like, hey, Bob Ross. And then I was like just there, watching him paint trees.
Right, dude? It's so cool. So cool. This guy used to have me mesmerized when I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
And now all over again. So they had a countdown on the channel. I was watching the countdown for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Expecting another show to come on, and there was no more shows coming on. There was just like nothing. Like the end of the marathon, and there was just like a countdown.
Yeah.
And then the countdown, they were like, yeah, this is a thing now. So they're doing shows. They're doing Bob Ross
repeats.
Shows. Yeah.
Because he's dead now, right?
He died like 95 or something.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I don't remember when he died, but it was.
It's kind of morbid, you know. It's like yeah, it's awesome, but it's also kind of morbid at the same time.
Man,
you know,
in the
back of your head, you're like, man, this guy's dead now. This is his legacy. I'm watching on Twitch.
It's October awesome. 29th is his birthday. It would have been the 73rd. Guy's awesome, man. We're just gonna paint a happy little tree over here. You don't tell anybody about this happy little tree. If you tell anybody about this happy little tree, I'm gonna find you and kill you.
Boondock Saints. Boondock Saints show needs to come back. But good, like the first season or two.
Yeah.
You know what I heard about why the show started to go downhill?
Why?
Apparently, like, the main writer, the guy who does the comic books, left because he didn't like the direction they wanted to take in.
Comics, right?
Yeah.
Those are comic books?
No, there's like...
It's just a comic strip, right?
Yeah, comic strip. Like Saturday morning
comic. But that's... I mean, comic strip was a lot different than what the show was. It wasn't the same thing.
I mean, it kind of was. It was that political, highbrow political stuff.
The comic strip was very high political. Like, it was super political. Like,
it was more political than the show was, but it was still that highbrow, kind of like, look at yourself, kind of a...
They did it in a very comedic way, though, in the show. Which kind of took away from the message, I think, because there was just too much crap going on around the theme, you know.
Well, did you see the last couple of seasons though, where there just wasn't a message? It was just, hey, here's Grandpa with some big booby girl, and like,
is that like the one with the stripper where he falls in love with the stripper?
Yeah, but imagine that for like.
Or no, it wasn't a stripper; it was a hooker. Imagine he falls in love with a hooker.
Yeah,
and then he's like. She ain't a hooker, and it was like, can she run really fast in high heels? Can she do this and that? And I forgot exactly what thing, and the only answer to that were yes, and yes, she's a hooker. Anyway. I just remember that episode, the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, you really get derailed easily, don't you?
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. It was a completely different thing.
Yeah, it's between the last couple seasons and the first season. I agree.
Even the first season was pretty different, I think, than what the comic strip was. It wasn't a true portrayal of what it was what was in the papers. That's my opinion. So anyway, yeah, they're gonna keep doing the Bob Ross thing,
which is cool.
Yeah, I love trees.
I think people need something positive like that, yeah. Instead of the rest of the trash that's on Twitch.
And they're gonna have, I mean,
like that black hole flare guy, jeez.
Like all the people who put money towards the show, like, you know, donations, and I guess they're gonna have like emotes and stuff like that.
Huh.
You're gonna have like a subscription thing, I'm assuming. I don't really know. But it's gonna go to,
Is it gonna go to helping kids learn to paint?
It's gonna help towards the people who hold the rights. It's gonna go towards them a little bit, obviously, because they hold the rights to the damn show.
Yeah.
Root Division, which is a local art organization supporting artists as well as teaching children arts, and St. Jude, which is children's cancer research, which is basically just cancer research, I guess.
Yeah, from what I understand, if you cure cancer for kids, it also inherently cures cancer for adults.
Speaking of cancer, did you hear about how they found out how the blood is made? It's completely different than what they thought it was. So all the textbooks are wrong now.
Wait, what?
The way the blood is made in the body.
Oh, okay.
Is different than what they thought it was. They made a new discovery. And
I did not hear that.
So things are, they're going to have to rewrite textbooks, man.
That's pretty interesting. So, like, everything we knew about science and blood is completely wrong.
Mostly, yeah. They're going to start looking into this, start thinking about leukemia and, anemia? How's you pronounce that?
Anemia, I think. Anemia, what you're going for.
Anemia. You don't really hear people say that in English. In Spanish, you hear it more often. Tato anemico.
No, you hear people say anemia a lot.
Really?
There's anemia outbreaks and people are.
There's anemia outbreaks?
Dude, were you not alive in the 90s? It was a big problem.
I don't remember, but I was a kid. I didn't care about that.
Dude, you were like a teenager. Who
the hell cares about anemia in the 90s when you're a kid?
Dude, it was on like every.
I was 10 in 1990.
Every TV show. Had an anemia episode. I'm like, hey.
I was 10 years old.
Hey, what's up, daughter? How come you're not eating anything? What's wrong? I'm too fat.
That's not anemia.
Yeah, bulimia and anemia, right?
Bulimia.
Bulimia is puking.
No, bulimia is puking, yeah. Anorexia.
Anorexia. Yeah, I'm thinking of anorexia. You're right.
You're
right.
Dummy, dude.
My bad.
God. I meant anorexia. When I meant low blood cell counts. You know, I meant people not eating.
Well, I mean, if you're not eating, you probably have low blood cell counts.
It doesn't work like that.
No?
No.
Okay.
Stupid Dan.
Oh, man.
Hey, you had a Jeff moment. That's cool.
Yeah, it happens. You hang That's out with Jeff cool. as long as I do.
Yeah, right? It's like contagious and stuff, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Did you hear the scientist may have found evidence of a parallel universe?
Yeah, it's called deja vu.
No.
Yeah, that's when your mind...
I'm talking real talk right now.
Yo, hold on. No. This is a real theory, homie. Listen to this. All right, it's a little far-fetched for the scientific mind here. All right, but they say the deja vu could be you tapping into one of the multiple universes that exists in real time where you've already done it, or you're doing the same thing as you're doing then.
I hate you right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, scientists believe they may have found proof of a parallel universe.
Explain.
Well, supposedly, as far as I understood it, because it's, you know,
science. Is it string theory?
No, it's a science thing, so it's very hard to understand. But, you know, they can see the light of, like, the Big Bang and kind of stuff like that and judge how old the universe is based off it, right? The light decay, stuff like that. But while they were looking at that
stuff. You're talking about radiation?
Yeah, radiation, I think. Light decay, something like that. So while they were looking at all that stuff, they found, like, a weird, like, some, like, really vibrant light or whatever, light spectrum. That shouldn't exist there because everything, it's like dead and decaying because it's, you know, Big Bang, center of the universe type stuff. So they believe that might be signs of a parallel universe.
What?
Yeah, science stuff. I don't understand it really either.
Have you ever read The Universe in a Nutshell?
No.
I'm going to let you borrow that.
Does it make science make more sense?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. It's an easier version than,
That science?
Stephen Hawking wrote, like, a book about everything. About, like, the math, you know, the math behind everything, you know what yeah. I mean? And then he did, like, The Universe in a Nutshell, which is basically, like, a, you know, regular Joe book. But it's still hard to understand a lot of that stuff, dude. It's difficult to understand a lot of stuff. It starts out easy, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's talking about relativity and then, and you know how observation can determine or can change whether something is moving or not moving. You know, just depending on the person who's observing it. And like, say you're in space, you know, and you see an object moving towards you and, you know, there's nothing around. You know, just you and that other object, right? So how do you know which object is moving? Maybe you're moving towards it, and maybe that object's moving towards you, but you don't know that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And maybe you're both moving. Maybe one of you's stationary. And so, you know, it starts talking about relativity in that manner, right? And then it starts getting into more details about, you know, how the universe works and stuff like that. But it starts getting into like microscopic stuff, dude, like just atoms, you know, and subatomic particles and like Planck constant and just all this stuff, dude, string theory, and it starts getting a little crazy, and it's really hard to follow.
When you start to hear that, like, we're mostly just empty space.
Yeah, like where's the matter? Where is the matter? What is making, what makes the weight? You know what I mean? It's just, it's an interesting
thing. Yeah, Higgs boson. They actually found it recently.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
Nah.
Science has been looking for the Higgs boson for like 20 years. Because without it, science doesn't make sense. They finally found it. It's not a meh.
Listen here. They can teleport now. Did you know that? They can teleport atoms.
Are they actually teleporting it, or is it the two atoms that are technically connected 1,000 light years away responding? Because I've heard that one already.
No, they're teleporting. They teleported an atom. That's they cool. Made it disappear from one place and appear in another.
Yeah, we have tractor beams now?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Did you hear about those new engines are becoming a reality now?
Oh, the fusion?
Yeah, whatever no, they're the called. Yeah.
The ones that they use in Star Trek all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they decided that, it's a thing that's possible.
It's not a thing that's possible, it's a thing that's happened.
That hasn't happened?
Yeah.
Where?
Dude. Okay. So this guy.
Oh, here it is. This guy.
They built a machine. And it was in space, and they were like, hey, wait a second, this thing's creating thrust, but it doesn't have any propulsion. Like, it doesn't have any jet fuel or anything like that. How is this thing creating thrust? Oh, let's examine this thing. Surely we just had, like, a faulty wire somewhere. And so, like, German physicists, like, studied it, NASA studied it, and they're like, and they came to the same conclusion. Yeah, this thing's creating propulsion without jet engine. This does not require, like, fuel to create propulsion.
Yeah, so does a balloon filled with air.
So, it uses microwaves, they discovered. It bounces microwaves around. And that causes the atoms to separate, and that's what's creating the propulsion, which means we can travel anywhere in space like 1,000 times faster because there's no friction in the space slowing you down. So you get
faster this... or more, like efficiently?
Both. Because you don't have, it runs off solar energy, currently. that hook up the solar panels and anything, bam, it's the energy microwave going. But faster,
someone
because
built this?
It's made, yeah, it's made. They run these tests on an actual
thing. Yeah, they didn't hear about
something. It's not something you can hook up to like a spacecraft right now, right? They're thinking right now, they're thinking small term, using it for the satellites they send out to like take photographs and stuff like that, right? But this is the thing, it's actual physical thing. And it's faster because there's no friction in space. So if you keep moving with the same level of propulsion without friction, it's going to eventually keep build up in speed. Because you just have constant propulsion going.
There's got to be something to stop that. Like, yeah, within itself. Within itself.
A comet or a
planet. No, within itself. There's got to be something. It can't just, like... It just can't keep going and going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
There's something missing here.
No, there's nothing missing. There's no friction in space. The thing that stops things from going and going and going and going is friction.
No. I mean, within the engine itself. Like, how does it work? There's got to be some kind of fuel, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, solar energy.
So it just works with photons, that's it?
Mm-hmm. It creates microwaves. Those microwaves cause propulsion. And as long as
there's light, it'll just keep going.
Yep. I mean, you can turn it on and off if you want to.
I mean, you can see the sun for days, dude. Like, I mean, the sun will be there. Even if you're, like, at Jupiter, you'll see the sun.
Yeah, but if you go behind a planet, the planet's going to be blocking the sun for a while. Presumably, yeah. But yeah.
I got to read up on this.
Mm-hmm. So it would take us, like, a trip to Mars. I forget the exact numbers. Let's say it took us, like 6 months to get there, right? Using our current engines. With this thing, it would take, like, somewhere between 2 and 3. It cuts it in half. Easy.
Good.
Did you... Oh, dude, speaking of Mars, you want to hear something pathetic and sad?
Aww. Not really, but I guess.
So the Mars rover sings itself happy birthday every year.
I did that one time. I sang happy birthday to myself, pretend.
You're ready for Mars.
You remember when I did that?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I think so.
It was during the tryouts for this improv group that I did.
Oh, yeah.
And they had me do, like... They told me to do, like, 10 different actions and, you know, like, 10 seconds apart or something like that. And one of them had a little cupcake in my hand. I was saying happy birthday to myself. Because it was the only one who loved me.
Sometimes art imitates life.
There's somebody else that must love me.
But you know what? This is a gaming podcast.
We're done with Science Time. I don't think my wife loves me anymore.
Science Time is cool. You know why Science Time is cool and relates to gaming?
Let's talk about Jeff's Corner.
I want to explain why Science Time is cool and relates to gaming.
Okay.
Because as science creates advances, it allows technology to create advances if our gaming gets better.
VR.
Like VR.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff's sad corner time.
What? Nah. All right. I'm over it.
Dude. So Blizzard is looking at creating remasters of StarCraft, Diablo 2, and Warcraft 3.
Remasters? Why?
Because their games are so old, computers can't run them anymore.
Oh, there's that thing, yeah. So, which one are you looking forward to?
All of them. Mostly the Diablo ones. Especially if I really want them to do Diablo 1.
Are they doing consoles, or are they doing just PC?
I don't know. I mean, you could imagine with Diablo 1, it was already on consoles. Diablo 2 never made it to consoles.
Diablo 2? Diablo 1 was on consoles?
Yeah, it was on PlayStation. Yeah.
I don't remember ever hearing
about that.
It
took up an entire... If you want to save an actual game progress, you can save your character with all his stuff and stats, but if you actually want to save a game progress, like you cleared out this much of the dungeon or whatever, it would take up an entire memory card.
8 megabytes?
Mm-hmm. Your entire PlayStation 1 memory card.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, I have like 50 of those anyway. It doesn't even matter.
But you would have to dedicate... That was huge back then, dude. They used to be able to handle 15 games. This game wants you...
No, it was more than that. I know I had more than that.
It's 15 blocks. Unless you had one of the special, like, Mad Catz ones or whatever.
Those fat ones?
That had, like, pages.
Hmm.
But they did it in blocks. You had 15 blocks. And games would take up more than one block or more.
Blocks? I don't think it was blocks.
It was blocks. I remember blocks very well.
I'm going to have to turn on my PlayStation.
Having to manage blocks. Are you going to stream PlayStation?
PlayStation 2. Well, PlayStation 1 game on a PlayStation 2. I have PlayStation 1
memory. I don't care anymore.
I have PlayStation 1 memory cards, dude. Come on. Come on. I'm kind of interested to see what I have on my memory cards now.
Yeah. You know what else is interesting? Nobuo Uematsu is not working on the Final Fantasy VII remake. The composer of Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, that's right.
Is not involved in the Final Fantasy VII remake. I think this is atrocious.
They can still use the music, though.
If they do some stupid rock thing with it, I'm going to be so sad.
They're obviously going to have. Dude, they have to have.
Because you know they're all in that crazy rock band right now.
I don't care about rock band. Look, the music's going to be there. They're obviously going to tweak it because they're going to make it a little more modern.
It's going to be like this. Dun, 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 bing.
What?
And I'm going to cry. This is the guitar doing the whammy bars.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah. It's going to happen. They're going to destroy. They're going to take this thing and they're going to run it into the ground.
So are they basically just making a new game? Is that what it is? They're new music, new game?
And then when we're crying,
they're going to be new characters too?
Asking Square Enix, why? Why did you do this to Final Fantasy VII?
Am I going to be able to turn Vincent into a Frankenstein?
They're going
to
look at us.
Is Sid Silk going to fly an airship?
Sitting in their tall chair with all our money of us buying this game.
Is Red Grandpa still going to die?
And they're going to say, because you asked for this.
Did he die?
I think he did. I think it's all like Village Dice or something like that.
No, just his grandpa.
Because you asked us to. And we're just going to be like crying, no!
What about the gold saucer?
It's going to be the pink playhouse now. Remember when we used to fight houses? That was an enemy?
Yeah. It was in the beginning area.
Yeah, it was in Midgard.
They had rockets.
Yeah.
Shot rockets at you.
But it was a house.
It was a house, an evil house.
An evil, evil house. Alright. Some modern news. Very near and dear to your heart. Oh, come on, load. So, we're gonna have our first Nintendo Direct. Since Iwata's passing.
Okay.
It's happening December 11th, if I'm not mistaken.
Who's the new guy?
I don't remember his name.
Guy's name.
He's
basically a guy that was on the inside, right? Like, he was already there. He just moved up a rank.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Miyamoto to be a part of it. I wanted Miyamoto to be it.
I assume they'll have him be a part of it. I think that transition, they need that transition from something that people are familiar with to the new guy.
Yeah. So, Nintendo Direct is when?
November 12th, actually. Oh, it's happening this Thursday. At 2 p.m.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Doing this on a Thursday?
At 2 p.m.
That's like everybody's work. Is this in Japan?
Yeah, of course it's in Japan. It's Nintendo Direct.
Oh, well then it's on Friday at 10 p.m.
No, this is American time. The American time is Thursday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's happening in Japan on Friday, like at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, that's obviously not correct, but, you know, it's Friday. It's on Friday, right?
So it's gotta be Friday. Hosted by Satoru Shibata.
Satoru Shibata-san. Hi.
So, what do you think they'll announce? The NX? You think they'll make an official NX announcement?
No, they...
The dev kits are out.
They said they weren't going to announce anything until the new year.
You think it'll be a Zelda announcement?
The new Zelda game coming out?
They need something. The last one was, as far as most people consider, pretty weak sauce.
Well, I mean, the news about the NX, I think, was just the NX. So there's obviously going to be talk about the games. I mean, there has to be. They have to have something.
I do have to say, dude, I am so surprised at the internet right now. People have dev kits already for the NX.
Yeah.
Not a leak. Not a single peep.
Nintendo is very hardcore when it comes to stuff like that. If they see a leak, they're gonna go and
yeah, you think somebody would do some anonymous post somewhere.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. They got detectives.
Instead of putting money,
it's they fired a guy for talking about Nintendo.
Yeah, even if you say
and he didn't. Yeah, he didn't give out any juicy details. Nothing. He just talked about Nintendo as a company or something.
Yeah,
and he got fired for it.
It's true.
Nintendo's scary, man.
They don't mess around, dude. They own the Mariners.
They do own the Mariners. They don't need no money. They got the Mariners.
They don't need no
even
money.
Even if the NX doesn't sell a single copy, they still got money because they got the Mariners.
So there has been reports that NX does seem to be, people are starting to really believe that's a type of handheld thing you connect to your TV.
What?
Yeah.
This is coming from what? There's no news of it.
That's just what people's assumptions
are. But what are they, I mean, they're...
Based off, like, the way they've talked about it and stuff like that, and, like, things they've been able to dig up about, like, specs.
People are stupid. They don't know what they're talking about.
What would you think about that, though, if that was the case?
That was the case, I don't buy it, dude.
Because it's a handheld?
Yeah!
And you hate handhelds with a passion?
I don't hate handhelds, dude. I stick to my roots. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, it's gonna hook up to your TV. It'll be just like a console. You're good.
If it really is a handheld that hooks up to your console, it's basically a handheld.
That hooks up to your TV. There's no console. It just hooks up to your TV.
Well, if it hooks up to your TV, then... And you can play without a TV?
Yeah. Basically...
If you can play without a TV...
You take the Wii U pad, and you make that the console.
Yeah. Then it's a portable.
Yeah.
Then it's a portable. I'm probably not going to buy it.
It'd be the first Nintendo you don't buy, though.
No, because it's not a home console.
What if they put that new Zelda on it?
It's not a home console.
They put that.
Oh, if they put God.
What if they put that new Metroid on it?
What, real the Metroid. Soccer game?
Metroid Prime 4.
There is no Prime 4. Primes are done.
Whatever they call it, I don't
care. I'm just saying, Primes are done. There's something new. What if they put the new Star Fox game on there?
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
I'm not going to buy it.
I'm not going to buy it. What if they put that new Luigi Mansion on there?
You know what? Luigi Mansion wasn't bad.
I know, that's why I said it. I'm trying to come up with
gotchas. Well, I don't know when the sarcasm starts with you, Dan. I really don't, okay? Especially when you're talking about Nintendo. piece of crap, man.
Wow, that was
I'm
raw.
Just saying, dog. It's like it's true though.
I like me my Nintendos.
No, you don't.
They just ruined my.
You
favorites.
Bought a 3DS and you don't even use it.
I use it on occasion.
What do you have on there?
I have games. I have Fantasy Life, Monster Hunter 3U.
Did you buy
3G?
Monster Hunter 3U G?
Yeah, I bought it. And Phoenix Wright Dual Destinies.
Oh, Phoenix Wright is cool.
No, actually, no, I didn't buy Phoenix Wright. I bought Etrian Odyssey 4.
So you don't have Phoenix Wright?
No, not yet.
Okay. So are you playing Monster Hunter?
A little bit.
Okay. You hate Nintendo?
I don't hate Nintendo.
How often do you play your PSP?
You mean my Vita?
Yeah, yeah. Same thing, yeah.
A little bit more recently. I turned it on recently. I was like, hey, yeah, there's
so it's of just fun games. Handhelds that you don't really play?
Bloodborne Platinum, dude. How many times do I gotta say this? I got Bloodborne Platinum I'm working on. You want progress? You want some progress by Bloodborne Platinum? Alright, here's progress.
You have one trophy left.
No.
Three. But
I got the Beast Claw weapons, which you can only find in Chalice Dungeons.
Oh my god.
I got it. So I only need one more weapon to get that weapon trophy.
Okay.
Power to me.
What weapon should I buy next?
Weapon?
Yeah.
For Bloodborne?
I want to buy a weapon. Which one?
What's your playstyle?
I like getting in their faces, and I already have an axe.
You like getting in their faces? You like me quick about it, or you like me slow about it?
I like power.
You like that? You like that? The feel of something heavy.
Yeah, I like... You bam! Want dude, like, I want to be able to split them in half.
Split them in half or crush their bones?
Either way.
You want Kirkhammer.
Oh, that one's the most expensive one.
It's not.
It is.
It's not, though.
It's free.
You think it is.
It's free.
Now, I don't know if it's free. You think, but I'm saying you think it's the most expensive one, but it's not the most expensive one.
It is the most expensive one.
It's not.
It's the one that costs the most amount of souls.
Right now.
What? The hell are you talking? Stop it! I don't want to know anymore.
Don't ask the question. You're asking me what the next weapon you should buy is. But I could have said Shikage. I could have said Logarius Wheel.
Which one's the cane?
It's just called Thread of the Cane.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I was thinking about that one, but I didn't care too much when I saw it being played with.
It has like the best reach. Like you can just like stand there and like spam the whip, and like people just can't get into you because they keep getting hit by the whip. Cool. Yeah.
Until your stamina runs out.
Until your stamina runs out.
But I'm sure it takes very little amounts of stamina, right? Each.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know which one I think is fun?
The axe. Hell yeah.
Well, the axe is my main, for sure.
Yeah.
I got so used to it. But I like the, actually, no, I'm not gonna tell you. You haven't even gotten to it yet.
Then stop talking about it. Here, check it out. You can tell the viewers.
Alright.
Put that down right there. I'm just gonna do this. Go ahead.
Alright, so there's like a weapon, it's like the stake driver or something, or the, something like that. And it's basically boxing gloves with like stakes on them. And it's a quick, like, get in quick, do a couple melee jabs, stuff like that, and your charge attack is an explosive attack. It's just a bomb that goes off in your fist. It's pretty cool.
I love the hand gestures.
Yeah.
I think something about exploding enemies, maybe. That's what I got from this.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Dynamite. Dynamite is a weapon. Nice.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny dynamite. But it's not dynamite.
Alright. Is Twitter question of the week?
What? Oh yeah, I never read that. I never read that.
Why don't you read it to the audience?
Well, now I have to look for it. Jesus.
Why do I even try?
This is for our viewers. This is not for me. Hey, by the way, dang, I saw you twitching Fallout 4, and then you stopped like 20 minutes. I said it was like a 20-minute video, and I don't know why you stopped. It was just really abrupt, and I was about to watch you, and you quit it on me. Anyway.
You acquitted him.
You acquitted me. whatever the hell that means.
That would be I'll be danged, not just danged, by the way.
Yeah, I'd call him dang. I'll be danged. Watch his channel. That guy's cool. It's a cool little like hillbilly type guy.
Really?
Yeah. He's got like a huge beard, and they always talking about Charlie Chaos. Charlie Chaos is cool too, though. I like Charlie Chaos.
Charlie Chaos. You can check out Titan.
Oh no! This will surprise me more. He said he was not gonna get Fallout 4. Did you read that?
No.
In my comments, because
he didn't have money.
Yeah, he said he was a poor man.
He's a poor man.
He's a poor man.
Talk to his lady.
Yeah. Didn't have no money. You tell me this. You tell me this, dang. How does a poor man have Fallout 4? How does that happen?
You tell me this, Albie. You tell me this, Black Hole Flair. How does a poor man afford to get Fallout 4, but you can't?
Ooh. Them's fighting words. Mr. Man.
Overtime over here keeping me up till like 2 in the morning recording this podcast. You can't get off work before 10 p.m.
Yo, I got children's. And like more than one children's. I got two children's. Alright, and them children need to eat, them children need clothes, them children need school supplies, them children need to eat again. I swear I just fed them yesterday, now they want some more food. You know what I mean?
Why? Why do they need so much
food? I don't know,
man.
I don't know. And so, I'm just like, oh man, I gotta spend money on my children's before I spend money on myself. And
that just seems unreasonable.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Hey, listen, look, it's telling me there's no tweets from Uncorked Gamers.
You're such a filthy liar.
No.
Right there.
Tweets.
Right there.
No tweets.
Right there.
Look at mine. It says no tweets. Why does mine say no tweets?
I think your Twitter's broken.
I think my Twitter's broken, too.
I think you need to delete that Twitter and re-download that Twitter.
Why is it doing this?
I don't know. This ain't private.
Asking the gaming question you always feared. podcast by people like you, but sadder. What the hell?
Did you just barely read it?
Oh my god, I have not read that yet. I hadn't read that yet, is what I meant to say. What? Jesus, vegan? It's not loading anything. You need to tell me what this question is. I don't understand right. what's wrong with
it. Right, I'll tell you the question, and I'll tell you our reader responses. Where do you stand on games getting censored for Western release? Now, that question is brought up, of course, because of the recent announcements for Street Fighter and Chronicle, Xenoblade Chronicles. They both had censorship issues recently. Xenoblade Chronicles, because one of their characters appears young, or she might actually be young, but her costumes in the Japanese release are basically bikinis. And the American release, they gave her more like street clothes. Obviously, Street Fighter V, Armika, her special move where she slaps her butt.
And it's not just her.
Close up on her butt.
Yeah.
And like a butt wiggles. There's a censorship on that. I don't exactly
know. No, they moved they panned the camera up a little too, so it's not so blatant.
Not so blatant on the butt.
Yeah.
A issue with crotch shots.
Yeah, Cammy. They put like a little, Cammy has like a little, like, utility thigh belt now that kind of, I don't know. Okay. It's just weird.
Yeah. So we got Solo A31 writing in. We have games like Manhunt and Postal, but God forbid an M-rated game have a girl in underwear.
Good point. They don't want it to be M-rated, though.
Good point.
If it's M-rated, then it cuts away a large part of the audience, dude. Which, I mean, it doesn't really, because anybody can just go and buy it, yeah. You know, anyway. But I'm just saying, they want a teen rating, for sure.
For Street Fighter, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's exactly what was happening. If they were really going to get a mature rating because of this stuff. And I don't think they would. It doesn't seem enough to warrant a mature rating to me.
We got another one here. Riddlemaster, keep them uncensored. But double check the rating and make sure the games are properly labeled for adult content. So where's your stance on this? Right, it only happens when it comes to the
West. I don't
agree
with it. I think it's stupid that games get changed because of Western, you know, views, like from the government, really. I mean, it's a government that's, you know, putting these ideas in people's heads, man.
I mean, of course, if you're not too savvy in censorship rules, this has been happening since days of, like, this Nintendo, Super Nintendo, stuff like that.
This all started with Mortal Kombat.
No, actually, it happened in Final Fantasy VI.
You're tripping.
No, yeah, Final Fantasy VI.
You're tripping.
They censored Final Fantasy VI. Straight up.
Oh, wait. I'm talking about the ESRB rating.
I'm talking about censorship.
Just changing the game itself, yeah.
Yeah, because they had, like, sprites of enemies that had, like, bikinis on or something like that, and they put more clothes.
Yeah, they did it with Final Fight as well. They had, like, a tranny in Final Fight, which is
Poison?
Poison.
Yeah.
And apparently in the American version, it's not a tranny, it's a girl, yeah.
But nope, Poison is a tranny, people.
So, I don't know. I just don't agree with it. I think the game should be stay as it was made. I don't see any reason for them to change it over here. They can just, it's like Solo said, you know what I mean? Just make sure the ratings is it matches what the content has, or what the game has, what the content is.
I mean, what about those games?
Like the bikini volleyball games?
No, not necessarily that. Like, what about those characters in games? Like, let's say Yuffie, right? From mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VII. Yuffie looks, like, kind of young.
Yeah?
Now, would you feel comfortable if her character just ran around in a bikini all the time?
I wouldn't care.
Well, I mean, like, you know.
It's a video game in the end.
It's putting bad thoughts into our impressionable young female youth.
Okay, just because she seems young doesn't mean she is young. Number one. Is there an age? Do they ever say what her age is in the game?
I think they say she's 17.
In the game, it says that.
I think there might be a reference to it. There would be 17 somewhere.
I can't remember
either, but I feel like there was somewhere mentioned where she was like around 17 or something like that. Like when they go back to her village or something like that. Because she is young for that world. She's not an adult.
No, she's not. She's definitely still a little prankster kid.
Yeah.
Except not a kid.
Yeah.
Look, either way, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't care.
Now, what if they had a massage scene with her, and she makes, like, little noises while she gets massaged?
Jesus Christ, Vegan.
Because...
Is this wishful thinking,
Things Vegan? Like this happen in
is
games.
Is this wishful thinking
Final
right now?
Fantasy X2, there's a mini game where you're giving somebody a massage, and you're kind of like, oh, ooh, you know?
That's which game is this?
Final Fantasy X-2.
Oh, God, I can't even remember that game, dude.
I never played it, but my friend was playing it, and I was like, what are you playing
yeah,
right
I've
now?
I played it through, but
like,
I can't
Final
remember.
Final Fantasy X-2, I was like, is X-2 a hentai game or something? He's like, no, that's just a little minigame thing. And like, yeah, what if Yuffie, isn't in that scene? Would you still feel comfortable?
When it has the ratings, do the ratings in the back tell you why it's rated that? Do they say sexual content? Do they say, extreme violence or, just...
I don't think they do they?
Pull out a case.
Yeah, let me grab a case.
You have Bloodborne?
No.
Because that probably would be the best
Shadow
one.
Mordor. Here we go. Shadow Mordor is a pretty violent game.
Yes, it is. What is it rated, first of all?
Rated M. Oh, yeah, there it is. Blood, gore, and intense violence.
There it is. So, there you go. Now you know what's in the game, okay? If you get Final Fantasy X2, and it says rated teen for, sexual...
Sexual content?
Content, but not, it's not, it's see, not, it wouldn't be
yeah,
considered
suggestive
sexual content.
Themes. Suggestive themes.
Suggestive themes, there
That's
we go, yeah.
Be.
Right? Then it's, up to the parents.
Do you think that the rating system is too basic as it is right now to really be able to give a proper identifier?
It was too basic when they just had a letter. That was too basic. Now they're putting descriptions. Just like movie ratings were like that. Where,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They were just, it was rated R. It's rated PG. It's rated this. But they, now you look on, in a lot of places, it will show you rated R, and it has like a little box. It'll have a little box next to it to say, why it's rated that.
Yeah.
So I think it's not simplistic anymore. It used to be, but it's not anymore. Now that they explain what's in it. They can obviously go into more detail about it if they'd like, and which would be fine with me. I don't care. You know what I mean? Rated teen because of a massage scene. No nudity. Blah, blah, blah. This and that. If they want to go into detail about it, maybe even put like a fat sticker in the back, Like on top of the plastic or something. Go for it, man. But don't change it. That's my 2 cents.
All right. Your 2 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, because I never hear stories about us changing things when we send it to the East, right? Oh, Manhunt. Did we censor Manhunt? Because that game is violent. You go around, like, cutting people's heads off and choking them and stuff like that. That's the point of the game. And if we release it in the East, do we change it for them because of their cultural bias against violence or something like that? I never hear anything about that.
No. It doesn't happen. No.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. But...
Except maybe in Australia.
And the question is...
Is Australia in the East?
My question
is... Yeah, Australia's East, right?
Yeah.
They
just straight out ban games.
Yeah. But they also have changes in their games. Remember that whole fiasco with, what was it, Grand Theft Auto, I think, or something like that?
Maybe.
Where they were selling the wrong game. Like, they didn't delete some of the content. And then they found out about it, and they're like, can't sell this game anymore. Everybody stop selling this game. We're taking them all back. But they had already sold a bunch of them, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it, it just depended on the country, but still, dude.
Here's the thing, right? Whenever I hear about these things, censorship things happening, I never once hear them say, so they can get a teen rating from the ESRB. They sent it out to the ESRB, they were getting a mature rating, they decided to make these changes so they can get a teen. I always just hear them make these changes. As if, like... And it's not the first time the Japanese audience has made changes because it's coming to the West. I mean, notoriously, it used to be, hey, make the game easier for them. Do you think it has to do with something with that? They just think that we're not going to like it, so they decide to change it before they even send it to the ESRB?
the whole difficulty thing, I think, is really non-existent at this point. When it comes to the mentality of that, you know, just being the reason why they're doing the changes, I can see that being a reason, because I know, I mean, Japan is just a lot more liberal, dude, than we are. I mean, and the shows, when it comes to their TV shows, dude, they have some pretty risque TV shows over there.
They have some, dude, the whole world has risque TV shows compared to us.
Except us?
Yeah.
Dude, maybe that's just how people see us. It's just like the prudes, man. The prudes of the world.
You watch like a Nicaraguan like telenovela, dude. It's like topless girls left and right.
Maria, por qué?
Everybody's topless in Nicaraguan.
Like. I know Brazilian ones do that.
Yeah, Brazilian ones do that. There was a Canadian news show where they went around on the streets like interviewing, prime ministers or whatever they have over there. Interviewing them, and like the girls were just topless because it's not that weird.
Whatever, yeah. It's a like sexuality is not a like it's such a strange thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know a lot of countries, from what I've read, a lot of countries who don't care so much about nudity tend to care more about violence.
Yeah, I've seen that,
and it seems to be the opposite here. Like, we have violence everywhere. TV shows, movies, you know, it's just violence is like a huge thing. And everybody, like, gruesome. Everybody scenes. Wants to see
like,
violence.
On local access television, you will see like gruesome, like murder scenes and stuff like that on like your NCIS or whatever, and like people decapitated. And it's like, just a decapitated body, like with super special effects on it.
Yeah. Show a nipple. And oh crap. No. We're suing this company, you know, shut it off, get it off the air, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, it just seems to work the opposite way here.
Yeah.
In other countries. So, that I think that image is kind of... it's just the image that people have around the world of America, I guess. I can totally see that being a good reason for the changes.
Yeah.
Just because they know that sex is not something that's... to be shown freely in America.
I think the thing that bugs me is when we did some changes, you know, because of social aspects and stuff like that. Like, oh, this character is like 16 in the Japanese version, but in the American version, she's 18. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, at that point, it's like, whatever. A person that's 16 and a person that's 18, they don't look that much different. Yeah, if you were just like the same person, take a picture of what they look like when they were 16, and take the same picture, like, at the same
place. You're saying 18 is just a number.
Yeah.
It's just
a number. At that point, you know, if it's like, oh, here's... In the original version, she's 5. In the American version, she's a short, midget 18-year-old. Then that's a difference, right? Like, that's a difference. But, like... It's 16 and 18, yeah, they look the same.
Yeah.
Especially with the video game graphics. What you can do with video games, you're not going to be able to show those fine details yet, you know?
Of, like, 2 years older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But it makes us feel more comfortable.
I wouldn't care either way. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not getting any sexual gratification from a video game. Okay, I played God of War. Okay, there's scenes where he's having sex with two women. They're both topless.
It shows you them topless. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. It's a video game. It doesn't matter.
But some people do.
I just don't get it. I don't. If people really do get like super excited over that, like, I don't understand it. It seems dumb to me.
I mean, there are those Japanese card games that came out in the West, like Monster Plus or something like that. I don't know, Mon Piece or something like that, or like a card game. And to level up your monster, you have to like rub them, and they would, as you rub them to level them up, they would like they're it's you know it's a card, it's a picture, right? It was like level up into a version of it that had like less clothing. Yeah, it would still cover everything up, but there's less clothing now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I mean, that's always a
hot. Oh, that's sexy time, dude.
Hot topic.
But that is sexy time. Like,
those girls always look like they're young, though.
Meh.
It's the art style, but they always look like chibi. You know, like 12, 14, something like that, because of the art style.
You can't make chibis look older. Yeah, you probably can, but you won't.
How do you feel about censorship with games like that, though?
I don't care, dude. I mean, just send it. Whatever. It needs to stay the same.
Just let the market decide?
Yeah, dude. That's just... I don't care about all these changes that they think that we need or we want. I don't care about that. Just leave it. Freaking leave it.
Yeah, I would say I have to agree. I mean, like, if somebody wanted to get that type of material, I mean, they just go online and get it.
Yeah, seriously, it's everywhere. It doesn't matter. Now, I mean, I don't smoke crack, right? But we all know we can get crack from Jose down the street. You know, he lives on 33 First Street. You know what I mean? We all know we can just go there and go get it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. It was a Chappelle thing.
Okay.
The Dave Chappelle thing, but I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's that time of the day. Thanks for listening. Let us know.
Thank you for listening to Uncorked Scientists.
Uncorked Scientists. Yeah, this is episode 59. Send us your question at uncorkedgamers@gmail.com. Let us know where you sit on the concept of censorship in gaming, and particularly when it comes from the east to the west, as that's when it happens the most heavily. Let us know where you stand on that, what your opinion is on the topic.
Don't tell me what I need.
You can follow us on Twitter at uncorkedgamers to see what the Twitter question of the week is. It goes up every Monday. And, you know, give us your responses. We'd like to hear what you guys have to say about things. Jeff's been—he's been doing a couple streams every once in a while.
I did a couple streams.
It's happening again. Catch him at Twitch.tv, Twitch.tv/BlackHoleFlare.
I think I'm chocolate wasted right now.
He's chocolate wasted right now. He's also like 3-month-old milk expired
it's expired.
Rice milk.
June, July, August, September, October, November. It expired about 6 months ago, so it's half a year. It expired half a year ago, but it's still good. It's still good.
I'll let me know how you feel tomorrow.
I will.
Yeah, so Black Hole Flare, anywhere you want to catch him. Vegan Dan here on PlayStation Network. Just let us know. Let us know that you're not some weird freako on the internet. That's all we ask.